And joining us now is Oregon State head coach Scott Ruick. Good morning, Coach. If you could start with the opening remark, and then we'll move on to media questions.
Sure. Good morning. Well, it's been a fascinating journey this year for our team. Injuries have played a role this year. We had it's been strange. We've lost three of our best supporters, which is kind of an off the court thing, but a galvanizing thing and a challenging thing for our group. Since mid-December to mid-February, three people close to our program have passed away that the team has had to deal with. And then we've played the toughest schedule that I think the Pac-12 has ever had, based upon Pac-12 10 or 8, to be honest, with who we've played, where we've played, and when we've played. And this team has just proven to be resilient and tough. I love them. This has been a journey since Italy in August, the USA exhibition game, to the WNIT preseason tournament, and now through Pac-12. And they're just incredible warriors. Great guard play, and Mick, Destiny, Aaliyah, Kat, the emergence of Taylor Jones on the inside. And then this past weekend, if anybody saw the highlights or watched, it was one of the most emotional senior days I've ever been a part of, just an incredibly special group. And so I feel like we've played really good basketball, considering all those things, for a while now. I feel like we're in a nice rhythm, and the team has really, filled that void of losing Kennedy so late in the season, and we're playing good. And so we're excited to get to Vegas and compete in our conference tournament.
And now we'll open up for questions.
At this time, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1. Your first question comes from the line of Howard Magdell with High Post Hoops.
Hi, Coach. I'm curious, beyond your own players, when you look around the Pac-12, who you see as the player who will make the biggest impact at the next level? There's, obviously conversation whether it's Satu, whether it's Sabrina. There are other people in the mix as well. But I'm wondering who you see as the most projectable at the WNBA level.
It's a great question, and good morning. Well, I can tell you that since maybe playing against two Agumake's, a Kayla Peterson, a Pullen, a Pell, a Tinkle at Stanford, that was my welcome to the Pac-10 at the time. There hasn't been a player that we've had to skew our system around more than Sabrina. I think if you look at Satu and her incredible ability, I mean, her potential is off the charts as well. This game at the highest level is played 90% with the mind, it seems. And I don't think there's a better mind in basketball than Sabrina. I haven't coached against anybody that thinks the game, understands the game, has the potential to not only run your team and elevate the people around her, but also plays with just ice water in her veins in the biggest moments and maintains calm and chaos. And so her will to win, to go along with her understanding of the game and with her skill set, puts her at a different level, in my opinion. And so I'd have to say Sabrina.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck this week.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And your next question comes from the line of Ann Schatz with Pac-12 Network.
Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Good morning. You mentioned all that you guys have had to deal with in terms of losses off the court, some incredible fans and boosters and supporters passing away, and then the injuries. And how have your young kids been able to just deal with these kinds of setbacks? Oftentimes, they're in a position where they haven't dealt with death or major injuries. How have you guys been able to just keep the kids in a place where they still feel safe and supported and having fun?
Yep. And when you, if you were to come to our practice, that's what you'd see. Our practices have been as energetic and as good as any throughout my career. And it's a remarkable thing. But, you know, we've talked about adversity. And when adversity hits from the outside, if you have a team that operates together, operates as a family, as we always say, then that outside adversity can bring you closer. And you get to choose how it's going to impact you. Is it going to discourage you, or is it going to make you better? And is it going to help you focus maybe on the things that are most important in life? And if you look at this year, that's what this team has done. I mean, we have changed from several times now, moments of sadness and loss. I mean, watching Kennedy go down was so disheartening. And then to hear the news the next day that, you know, it's season ending. And that same thing happened for Taya, you know, in our
right.
Missouri State game or DePaul game, you know, 4 minutes into her season, she goes down, and then it's worse than it was. And so all these instances has caused all of us, every single person, you know, to really reflect and say, well, man, you know, life is fragile. And the things that we're going through, you know, we need to appreciate them, and the things that we get to do. Be thankful for that next step. Be thankful for that next breath. Be thankful for this moment to play, and let's make the most of each opportunity. And it's been really remarkable to watch this group rally around each other. And that speaks to the great leadership that we have, certainly, from our four seniors. But it goes all the way through our roster, you know, to those that are injured, and they've stayed engaged and a huge part of our program.
Thanks, Scotty.
Lots of life. Yeah, lots of life lessons this year.
You bet.
Thank you.
Coach, I think that's all the questions we have for you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. See you all in Vegas.
See you in Vegas.